How old were you when you went to your first country in the park?
Oh, man. I think it was like 20.
I feel like you told us one time it was Clint Black.
Remember Julie Roberts? She was there.
Okay.
Yeah, she was kind of cute.
But she had that Breakdown Here.
Breakdown Here was a fantastic song. So you were about 20 years old. You went to your first country in the park.
Mm-hmm.
And you looked
at that. It was hot. It was miserably hot. It was August.
And you looked at the stage and thought to yourself,
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to get Northern Comfort on there.
And you've since played it twice?
Twice, yes.
And you told us a few years ago that you had a kind of a personal goal in mind. Do you recall what that is, and could you share that?
Yeah, my goal was to headline Country in the Park.
Well, look at this. For our 20th Country in the Park, you're headlining.
Woo! Goal reached. I'm excited and just been talking to myself because I couldn't tell anybody.
You've told nobody?
No, I told a lot of people.
And you've got a great lineup coming with you.
I think it's a fantastic lineup. You can't beat this. Hold on, I got it on my notes. Oh, here it is. So, you know, I got my notes printed on paper, and I'm calling you from a landline, okay? 1995.
Yeah.
Lauren Lena, Midland, Low Cash, Tyler Rich, and me. That's a lineup right there.
You got two California boys on that.
And how cool is it to be playing with Tyler, a guy that you've kind of mentored a little bit on his way up?
No, I love Tyler, man. He's a great guy, a lot of fun. He's out there, you know, on the radio now, and I remember him randomly. We met at a bar called Rippy's in Nashville, and we hit it off ever since. So I'm proud of him.
Tickets are on sale right now, and there's something special about those tickets that's close to your heart, John.
Yes. So $1 from every ticket sale will go towards the fire relief efforts from Country in the Park.
That's awesome, John.
It's coming together, right? That's what we do. When bad things happen, we all come together and support each other, human beings.
Now, John, when a baseball player breaks into the starting lineup and is having a great year and he plays in his hometown, that guy probably needs like 100 tickets to cover his family and friends.
Mm-hmm.
Are you pretty much going to try and just get the whole town of Dixon and Winners in for free?
Yeah, I'm going to need about 5,000 tickets, please. No, you know what? My friends and family have been super supportive. And, you know, especially if they know that it's going to a charity, you know, they'll probably get tickets. And, of course, like, my mom's going to have her own meet and greet.
All right, man. Thank you for calling. We love you. We're going to sell a lot of tickets and a lot of shirts.
Thank you for everything you're doing, John.
No problem. Love you guys, and I love everybody back home. So it's going to be – I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Merry Christmas. We'll see you soon.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.